This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. What's got two thumbs and likes barbecue ribs and nipples?
This show!
You didn't see this, but she made this thumb gesture and pointed to her chest. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, today is May 26, 2006. In this episode, Amber and I sit down with Barbalicious and Sadie Hawkins at Savage Pizza in Little Five Points. Barb and Sadie are members of the Doll Squad, an Atlanta-based burlesque review.
I guess the first logical question is, what's the Doll Squad?
Doll Squad is a group of ladies and one blue gorilla who, we're entertainers, really. We sing, we dance, it's a lot of comedy, and we do striptease. That's usually part of the act. It's not always a requirement, but that's one of the things that people like most about burlesque is the striptease.
Well, on the way over here, we were talking about it, and he was like, well, who are these people? What is this group? And I was like, they're a burlesque group, and I don't know what I said or what you said, but then you were like, well, how are they different from regular burlesque? And I was like, I don't know if they are. What does that mean? And then he said, I don't know. And so maybe can you define burlesque for those who don't know?
It's hard to define burlesque. It kind of grew out of vaudeville. And I think most people think of burlesque as sort of vaudeville meets striptease, a little bit of comedy.
Adult entertainment.
Yeah.
Adult entertainment.
But savvy adult entertainment.
But acceptable in a way. And I think old school burlesque really was the strip club. Mm-hmm. Was the strip club of the past. But because of the way things were and because people weren't so open-minded, I think the comedy and the comedian and the costumes and the more elaborate striptease was more entertaining and more, you know, so it would be kind of more acceptable. But it was still pretty seedy. So that's the thing I kind of like about it,
you
know, is the old seedy factor and the really cheap back alley factor of it. But, you know, that makes me happy.
Do you, perform in any back alleys? Or?
Well, depends on how much money you got. Start at $500 and we can talk. We'll perform in any alley for $500.
Well, you're performing Friday, not in an alley, but Smith's Old Bar. So, what's
Saturday,
that?
Actually.
Saturday. Okay, I knew that. My bad. Saturday, you're performing. So what's that show going to be about?
It's our annual Spring Fling show, and it's at Smith's. It's, I believe, doors are at 9?
Doors at 9.
First band goes on at 10.
Yeah.
We're performing a little bit later than that. It's $10 advance, $12 at the door. And we're going to be playing with a couple bands, the Warm Guns and the Lord is My Shotgun.
Which we don't know anything about, but it sounds fantastic. So,
but, just going to wing it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they play, but yeah. One of the guys works there, so
great, you
know,
band name, though.
Yeah, it is good. And Smith's is kind of we usually do two shows a year there. We do one in winter and one in spring. So this is, well, actually it's summer, kind of. End of spring, beginning of summer. But usually that's when we debut our new acts. So we come up with all new material. So it's kind of exciting. And we get a good crowd there. There's a lot of people who are ready to party.
Very nice.
And have fun.
And we have some great new acts this time.
Yeah, so we have a lot of new acts. And it's just fun. Smith shows are really fun. And they have a curtain, which is good. They have a curtain that closes.
I did not realize that.
No, I know that sounds crazy, but that's a luxury in burlesque to have a curtain that you can open and close.
And to have proper dressing rooms.
Dressing rooms are nice. Yeah.
Good lighting.
Backstage area with a mirror is good stuff. So Smith's Old Bar, it's all right.
We play a lot of the same sorts of places as sort of up-and-coming indie rock bands play, so it's a lot of interesting venues with interesting setups, and hey, guess what? You're performing over there on that corner of the bar.
Yeah.
Fun.
How many shows do you usually do, like, per year, I guess? Or is there, or are there too many to count?
No.
It varies.
Yeah, I'd say maybe six.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
Six or eight.
We had a busy first part of 2006, and we had a few small shows, and we traveled a little bit. We went to Chattanooga and to Huntsville. Hopefully we'll be traveling a bit more this fall.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully do the New York Burlesque Fest. We did that last year. So.
Oh, when is that?
I think it's not till September. They did it in May last year, but it's September this year, which is like the Super Bowl of burlesque. You know, it's every burlesque performers from all around the country, and you get to really see the variety and the dedication that these people put into it. Because, you know, as you were saying, trying to define burlesque is just as crazy as trying to define an individual, because, you know, everybody is so different. And that's what makes it cool now, is it, with the new burlesque, is it's not all about the striptease. It's about how you get to the striptease, you know, and how you get there is what makes you unique. So you never know. I mean, you could be doing something to Count Basie. You could be doing something to Radiohead. You could be doing something to Queen. What else? What else have we done?
Oh, God. Bad 80s pop.
Yeah, we did an opening number to Meet You in the Ladies' Room.
Nice.
You know,
very
climax.
Nice.
So that was good. But
well, speaking of New York burlesque, if the burlesque festival there is where everybody goes, then you'll probably see a burlesque performer who has my name. She just spells it different. Her name is Amber Ray, but she spells
Amber
R-A-Y.
Amber Ray rocks. She is...
I've heard she's awesome.
She is...
She has an awesome name.
She is an amazing performer and a really great girl, and, I mean, she works it. I mean, when she gets up on stage, she's, like, all eyes on her. And she's got a lot to give that lady. You know what I'm saying?
That was just a boob gesture that you couldn't see on the recording.
She does. She's awesome. But we got to hang out with her last year a little bit. She's a really cool lady. So your namesake is definitely
cool
one.
So you and your proud.
Yeah, she is.
Well, speaking of boobs, that's a good transition. Now, earlier before we started recording, you said something about you can't show nipples. What do you think about that? I mean, I think it's kind of weird that it's like the forbidden nipple, like the nipple is the forbidden thing.
Well,
it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny, and we work around it by making pasties that half the time are absolutely outrageous.
It's kind of funny. To me, it's kind of funnier to see, like, a boob coming out with a full exposed nipple is not as funny as a boob coming out with maybe, you know,
fried egg
or you know, gold glitter X's or tassels or little hearts or cherries or whatever, you know. Pasty making is fun.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I mean, you know.
Arts and crafts.
Yeah. Taking them off is the worst part.
There's a lot of arts and crafts in burlesque. So I would say to any of the ladies out there that are really into arts and crafts and that are maybe an exhibitionist at heart, you know, burlesque might be for you. You know, if you like to dance and show off. And you like to make things.
Like pasties.
Like pasties and costumes and signs and decorating.
So do you audition new members, or do you have pretty much a set core group of people?
Here's what I feel about auditioning new people. When people approach me, I say, if you want to do burlesque, put together an act. You know, put together your costumes, get your act together, do your stuff, you know, get it together and do what you think is unique, and then come and show it to us. Hey, and if it's good, you can, you know, join on. And if you get along with the group, then come on. But the thing about it is dedication, you know, and doing it like that. So.
Yeah. How much prep work would you guys say you put into one of these acts?
Oh, we've been rehearsing for the show for, 6 weeks or so? You know, once, maybe twice a week. But I'd say all of us, all of of us have acts in our head all the time, and like we'll hear a song or we'll think of a situation, and just like, oh, that could be an act. I could totally like eat barbecue and, you know, take my top off to this song, because that's what I'm gonna do later.
And, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, ribs and topless women. I mean,
doesn't get much better, does it?
Yeah, really.
But I think everyone invests a lot of time into it to make sure that the audience gets a good show. You know, our audience comes for a good show, and we do our best to give it to them. Mm-hmm. And it's some of the girls in the Doll Squad and the other groups around town have been doing this for years, and some of us have just started.
Yeah.
I've only been actually performing for less than a year. I've been with Doll Squad for about a year and a half, but...
And how long have you been?
I was trying to remember when we started, but I think our first show was in 2001. It was in,
that's when the Doll Squad started?
Yeah, we did a show at the Nine Lives, and it was our first show. Yeah. So since then I've been doing it. Kalu is really the founding member of Doll Squad. She started
I saw her on MySpace posing with a wrench, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. That's her.
That was nice.
That's her. The Brazilian body.
Yeah, Kalu is famous. She's on the cover of tattoo magazines of all sorts of things. People know her.
She's in the Mastodon video, which I just saw her on VH1 last night. Actually, they had a little clip of her shaking. She was a bearded lady.
That rocks.
Yeah, it was
That's
awesome.
Cool.
It was really good. So
speaking of relative fame, I guess, Doll Squad was in the movie Alternative Worlds, Atlanta, right? Is that right?
Kalu was.
I think we were, actually.
Because
that was before you joined.
It's listed as Doll Squad. Like, I haven't actually seen the movie, but this is how I actually, you know, came to contact y'all, because a friend of mine was like, well, you should interview the director of this movie.
Yeah.
He's not in Atlanta. So I was like, well, what about some of the people who were in it?
And, we shot something for them, and the number, we actually did the American Woman number that we're going to do at Smith's, and I think they're a little upset because we didn't strip, you know. It was just like, all we did was like zip down our thing and be like, bye-bye, you know. So I don't know if that was what they were looking for, so I didn't know if it actually made it to the film or not.
I guess I should see it before I start talking about it.
Who knows? Send me a copy. I haven't seen
Alternative Worlds, producers of Alternative Worlds, if you would like to send us a copy to be reviewed on the Georgia Podcast Network.
P.O. Box 881, Decatur, Georgia, 30031.
And you might actually see some nipples on that. I don't know.
Not
from the Doll Squad, though. So I don't know if that was the issue.
Well, our breadsticks just arrived.
Let's see, what else were we going to ask?
I think that about covers it. We talked about the show. We talked about the movie. Do you have anything else you can think of you'd like to add?
Any parting thoughts before you dive into the breadsticks?
Well, I'd like to suggest that any of your listeners check out all the different forms of burlesque that are in Atlanta.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I think Doll Squad is more of a kind of fuck it all, we're the rock and roll burlesque group. And then there's Big City that is very classic. Big City does very sort of 1940s style burlesque. They're very
coiffed.
Yeah, I mean,
excellent word.
They look perfect all the time, and it's a whole different thing. And then there's Dames of Flame, and Dames of Flame is more of like a Vegas show.
I've
heard of them.
It's amazing.
Dames of Flame are awesome.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorite. And we also, I think we should mention, even though she might be moving, hopefully temporarily, is Torchy Taboo.
And Torchy's phenomenal.
She's performed with us a few times, but she's moving to Nashville. I don't know if she's going to be staying in Nashville, but she was doing burlesque before any of us have been doing burlesque. So I'd like to thank her personally for doing what she's done.
And Torchy's tiny, and she's just a ball of thunder.
Yeah, she is.
And she's amazing. She makes her amazing costumes, and she was runner-up at Miss Exotic World. And mm-hmm.
Miss Exotic World Festival is actually going on, I think, now.
I just read about that, actually.
Yeah, and they're doing it in Vegas this year, but usually it's Exotic World Museums in the middle of the desert between L.A. and Vegas. And it's like, I don't know who the old... There's two old lady burlesque star performers that have it, and they have pictures and memorabilia that you can visit, so... I think it's called it's exoticworld.com that you can hit, and seems I would love to go there. I've never been there, so maybe on my next trek to Vegas, I'll make it out.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, to wrap up, why don't one of y'all or both of y'all just give us the pitch for the show this Saturday, so everybody has all the info.
All right, well, it's Saturday, which is May 27th at Smith's Old Bar, which is on the corner of Monroe and Piedmont Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Doll Squad Burlesque All New Asks, Sarsaparilla the Singing Gorilla, as always, and musical guests the Worm Guns and the Lord is My Shotgun. Doors are at 9. It's $10 advance and $12 at the door. And please come. I guarantee you will be entertained and shocked. Shocked!
All right, well, thanks, y'all. Let's eat now.
You can visit the Doll Squad online at dollsquad.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.